Have you guys ever been watching like a TV show or been like a movie or reading a book or something like that, and you come across some sort of food item that you're like, I want to have that, and I know I never, ever will.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Krabby Patties. Krabby Patties, Krabby Patties, oh, Krabby Patties. I want a Krabby Patty so badly, and those gummy things that they have are terrible. Terrible! So yeah. I'm very upset about those, and I want a Krabby Patty.
What are you talking about?
they have, like, gummies for like, Krabby Patty gummies.
Yeah, they call them Krabby Patties, but it's just...
It's just gummy food, yeah.
It's just
gummies.
Poser shit.
Mm-hmm. Someone give me a real Krabby Patty. I don't even know what Krabby Patties are made out of. What's the base?
Plankton.
Does it say?
Yeah, plankton.
Is that canonical?
It's kind of dark. Plankton's very literally dark. Their rifle.
I know.
That's the running joke.
I thought that was something where like he found the quote formula and then it said plankton and then Mr. Krabs had the actual formula somewhere else, but
yeah. That was a fake formula. It was a fake formula.
I just like to think canonically Mr. Krabs is a monster.
It is way funnier to think about it like that.
He showed him exactly what it is. Everybody else took it as a joke.
they were old business partners, and the reason he didn't share it is because he didn't want him to know just how deep he was willing to go into depravity to make money off sandwiches.
The meat is not known.
Okay, yeah.
It's unknown.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, yeah, because the bit there was that it was plankton.
Someone's like, maybe it's like chum, and maybe it has crab meat in it. And you're like, are you insinuating that Mr. Krabs is a cannibal?
Does he ever eat one in the show, though?
Well, what was the latest like Monster Hunter game?
Damn it. I swear to God, John.
Oh, did I poach your shit? Yeah. I'm sorry.
Poach it.
That was too late. I posted the GIF in the chat.
Damn it. Yes, any meal those little furry bastards make, I will eat.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there.
I mean, the cats, I mean, the recipes, just, you're just watching these, like, little palico creatures just making you this feast before you go fight this dragon or whatever.
Yes, yep.
It's fucking amazing.
And it looks so good. You're just like, oh, this is... Man, I really want some of this right now.
Actually, that particular kitty chef is a great sword user. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, when he throws the fish up in the air and slices it with a katana or whatever.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm very curious what Jake's might be. But mine is the beautiful, scrumptious, imaginary food from Hook when all the Lost Boys were eating the feast. I've always wanted to have the Lost Boys feast.
I never thought about that, but that is a great one.
It's something I've thought about since I was a child. The Lost Boys feast.
But you gave me that like yearning feeling again. I forgot about it, and now I'm never going to have that.
I saw Hook like once when I was like, I don't even want to know how young, and I can't remember. I remember like three things about that movie, and two of them are Robin Williams.
Yeah, it's a really solid movie. I mean, like whenever Robin Williams plays like an emotional character, it's really good. And that's one of those ones where like, you know, he's older and all that kind of stuff. He's a dad, but just like it's such a fantastic movie.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting is literally one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah, it's just good,
and because it's 90% of it is Robin Williams.
Yeah.
I actually, John, so if you want the Monster Hunter one, I was just thinking of the other one as we were speaking of Lord of the Rings earlier, Lemdis bread.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Because, you know, it looks so simple. You know, it's just bread. I do love a good bread, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that the mystical, or not even mystical qualities, just the qualities of it that you, like, have a tiny bit. And it's like enough.
Yeah.
Like it fills you. And it feels like you have a meal.
It's those epic
bread. Yeah. When Ghibli tried it, the books, he said it was better than the Bayard honey cakes in the Great Mountains. So that meant they were really good.
Yeah, right. but it's like every time I saw it, I was just like, man, I actually really want to try this bread. That actually sounds pretty good.
That's a good ass answer.
Every time I watch Futurama and I see Slurm, the green radioactive soda, I'm like, I know that would kill me. I know it would kill me, but I got to try it.
I know it's how it's made.
Dude, whenever I see an empty toilet and fall out, I just got to drink it.
Look, the radiation in the water makes it taste better.
The radiation's what gives it the flavor and such.
I don't know if you guys watched the Fallout series, but there was a bit in that where the main character is like dying of dehydration, and she sees like a fetid a bucket of water or something like that, or a bucket of water with like fetid just gross just radiation in it, and she looks over, she's like, as she goes over, she just, the moment of weakness, goes over and starts slurping it up, uh-huh. and then the ghoul is like, he gave in, huh? and then she did get radiation sickness afterwards, because that's exactly what happens in the game.
Did anybody get to the pink slime in Fallout 4?
Pink what? I didn't play 4.
Never mind.
Oh, was that a spoiler?
It was children.
Oh, okay. Cal, our younger brother-in-law, he was telling me that iguana meat, quote, is actually human meat. They just relabel it.
What?
I mean, yeah. Is that true? You got to get that premium price.
Because I mean, there's plenty of situations in Fallout where people eat each other because it's a horrible, fucked up place. But yeah, I thought. In Fallout, it is found out that some iguana bits are actually human flesh bought from Doc Morbid in Junktown. Oh, okay, so maybe it was a particular one. Mm. But, yeah.
It was just IKEA.
That being said, I do not want to try Fallout food, ever.
You want to slug down a Nuka-Cola?
Oh, you know, that might be the exception, but that's because they're all bottled and stuff. Nuka-Cola Quantum, the one that gets you really high or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
So it's the one that has a little bit of uranium in it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
just get that.
That's why it glows.
A little zing to it. Woo!
Tim and Kelly have no fucking clue what we're talking about.
I'm actually deep in the Reddit rabbit hole of the debate on what a Krabby Patty is made out of. We do not have time in this podcast to go into it. But anyone on the Discord, just ask me. I will hop on a Discord call with you and talk to you.
I would if I gave a fuck.
When this episode comes out, I really, really want like a few paragraphs, Tim, of like your analysis, not like just copy and paste it from Reddit. I want to know your analysis of this.
Well, that's the thing, though. I would have to actually research more episodes, because apparently there are more recent episodes that kind of allude. But I digress.
Okay. All right. one of the other things that I always thought would be good is the pizza from Invader Zim.
Mm.
It's always so gross, like when they like pull it and it's like the cheese is like a mile long.
I'm gonna
try that. They always make it look gross, but I'm just like, that has to be the greasiest, most awful pizza. But that's
the Invader's Zim pizza.
Yeah, the Invader's Zim pizza.
I was always like, ugh.
Yeah,
like it makes me want pizza, but like I don't feel good about it.
I know. Yeah.
Was it always like?
There we go. I just posted it in the chat.
That show.
Yeah, it's just the cheese is just dripping over the side.
Yes. I mean, that's basically Tostino's pizzas.
Yeah.
Which are far too good, by the way.
Did you guys see recently how the Google AI, like the Google search AI, told people to mix glue in their pizza to make it stick to the pie?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. AI.
And Google was like, we don't know why it said that. And then and it turns out it was coming from a Reddit comment.
Reddit post,
which is so fucking funny.
Well, the glue thing is like how they make the commercial pizza.
Yes.
Like pizza commercials.
Yeah.
It's like the camera trick or the whatever trick.
Yeah,
it's like putting pieces of cardboard in between pancakes to make them look
lifted. Yeah, that makes fluffier. They use oil in a lot of things. So, like, I think it's like... different like meats, like chicken or steak or something like that. They use oil because it'll make it look like seasoned or something like that. So
they also use oil in some sundaes as well, because most of the time a sundae, like in a commercial, is like mashed potatoes.
Oh, like on Dairy Queen, like a Dairy Queen commercial.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Gotcha.
Because it doesn't melt. So
right, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You could just take picture after
they
picture
take
after
pictures
picture.
Of it under hot lights and everything. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. It wouldn't send around. So
yep.
Well, you guys about to get a pizza at the top of this tower.
I hope so.
Oh.
I'll give that one a 3 out of 10, Jake.
Thanks, Ray. So, we ended last episode with you guys going to the Church of Desna, having a sweet little bathtub, or mm-hmm. hot tub session. And when you guys came back, you were marching up the stairs to confront whoever is at the top of this tower, Tannison Tower, and you heard feet running away.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So,
yep.
Let's stop here. What's your plan?
Well, here's the question. Was it like a soft little slap or a hard thwack like it was leather? Are these guys bear dogging it? That's the real question here. Jake, I need to know.
That just sounded like regular boots. Didn't sound like somebody just running upstairs.
All right, that changes the entire game plan. So now the game plan is Benson and Grimshaw go first. Otherwise, it would have been the other way around.
Well, yeah, because I gave the layout. Elwood gave the layout of how the top floor is kind of set up a little bit. So we're going up the stairs. It'll just be, I think, more of a main room. Like it's bigger than there's more space. I think.
So there's a larger main room, which you did. Oh yeah, you would have seen from the southerly window.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you the measurements here. So it's 40 foot long by 20 feet wide. So it's narrow for combat purposes, but yeah, so I mean it's bigger than most of the other places you've been fighting though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to ask a couple one thing.
Go ahead.
Two things actually.
I'll allow one question.
Nah, too bad, you're getting two.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop?
Five. Yeah, that's it.
So one of the potions that I have, like, we have the invisibility thing that I plan on using, but the potion of, was it spider climb?
You guys have some kind of spider climb, or gecko grip, I think is what it's called.
Is it called gecko grip?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to double check which one it was, because I do plan on using that.
Mm-hmm.
It's called gecko grip instead of spider climb.
Thanks,
I think so. Obama.
That is an old joke
from Mandu's
but still
head.
Fucking good.
Actually, sure it is, because I thought this one was like supposed to be like gecko.
A spider foot brew. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay. Spider foot brew.
I think it's just there's an alchemical word. Like I think spider climb is still a spell. It's just this is the alchemical
version.
It's not the magical variant.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And also we have two vials of Dust of Disappearance, so hear me out.
Uh-huh.
Spiderfoot Brew, Vial of Disappearance on Elkwood, Vial of Disappearance on Kezra. You guys can kind of crawl your way up. When Benson and Grimshaw start walking up, we're going to get blasted with some AoE spell thing.
You guys are going to hate me. Apparently, Dust of Disappearance is a old item. And so I'm still going to give you Potions of Invisibility. To make up for it, but apparently Dust of Disappearance was taken out entirely.
Sorry, I just had to slap Jake's dick out of my mouth.
It wasn't just made Legacy?
No. It was made Legacy, but there's no remaster equivalent anymore.
That's okay.
Okay.
The rules say you can still continue to use old stuff.
Okay, all right. I was looking real hard. I was like, there has to be an equivalent. No, there's not. So
no, they didn't remake every single item. Remaster rules were you can continue to use older stuff.
Okay, that's good, because I was looking hard. I was like, I don't want to take this away from them. Okay.
Okay. And for this Spiderfoot brew, do you know if it was moderate or lesser?
Let me look at the treasure sheet. It says lesser.
Okay. 15 feet climb speed. All right.
That is betting on them not being able to see invisibility, which they very well may be able to.
That's true, but and some might or may not at the same time. So if there's one people that can, they're not all of them might be able
exactly.
to do that.
And I'm not saying I'm not down for this plan, because this is exactly what I want to do. I want Kezra and Elkwood to sneak in the back, find these motherfuckers, and I want Benson to teleport on top of them. and then I want Grimshaw to just ram them from behind.
Yeah.
Like, feel free to push them out of windows. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want. I know, but I never get what I want. So,
why do you hate fun, Jake?
Why do you hate me and not give me the easiest thing ever? Every game.
I like overcoming challenges. So,
but I'm weak.
That is not true. John is the largest out of us by a good measure. Okay, so let me take you guys up into the eighth floor. Okay.
Oh, are we doing this? Oh, do we need to decide everything we need to do first?
Yeah, go and decide. I'm just saying that I'm bringing you up there.
We have two of the antidotes.
We're in the Millennium Falcon.
So I'm still under the effects of one antidote, the greater antidote, or moderate antidote, or whatever it was.
No, we went and did the whole thing with the pool.
No, we were only gone 3 hours. This is an 8-hour potion.
Oh, shit, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good potion, though.
Never listen to anything I say.
I feel like Elkwood should take one of them for sure.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Which of you, Tim and John... Benson and Grimshaw have the smaller fortitude.
I think 20. We have
the exact same, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You both have plus 20.
And we also both have the feat. It's like, oh yeah, if you succeed, it's a crit.
I know, yeah.
I'm all for us using consumables, but let's save that one antidote for the next dungeon crawl.
You guys don't really need them, so.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So then,
until we roll a one.
If we're going to be invisible, Kezra is going to cast Mountain's Resilience on both of you.
Good.
So you already casted that on me today. You have that many castings?
Yeah, it's the only...
Sick.
I have 4 fourth rank spells. I can cast it 2 more times and then have still a spell left over.
I was
smart with my spells downstairs.
This shit gives me so much fucking extra health, and I know Tim, you're the same thing. Like, this shit makes us like two characters.
Yeah.
All right. So you both have Mountain's Resilience, and it lasts for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does somebody want to be enlarged for 5 minutes?
I want to give that to Grimshaw.
To Grimshaw.
Neither of you want to be large. That's fine.
The only problem.
How tall are these ceilings?
I think they're big. I mean, they're big enough for golems.
So, I feel like Elkwood could also say something about this. Is that the narrow hallways that are up here are only 5 feet wide?
That's right.
There so are you would have to squeeze.
Yeah.
Which would
take an extra action, stuff like that.
The
AC
goes down.
No one needs it. Crazy thought. No. I was gonna say we can make both of you invisible too. But then you'd be invisible for 10 minutes.
How many spells do you have?
I haven't used a lot of spells yet.
No,
I used some cantrips. I went into some rages. You know, Kezra is optimal.
I mean, I'm actually okay with us all being invisible.
If
you have no other use for those castings, like if those castings are dedicated to invisibility,
one could be see the unseen.
The one thing I'm going to say, keep
a see the unseen.
Well, I can make you both invisible and still cast that. That's the thing.
Oh, well, dang, Kelly.
Okay, but if these things have some kind of fucked up, fuck you eyes, they can see everything. We just all get fucked, and all those spells are useless.
I wish we could call the episode "Fuck You Eyes."
All right, I'm casting invisibility on both of you.
Fuck you eyes.
So you both are covered in rocks, and now you're invisible for 10 minutes. And I cast see the unseen on myself.
All right. Wow.
All right, and so Elkwood is also going to, because, like, if we're up here, just kind of like looking around the corner. He's invisible right now.
Okay, so you are invisible looking around the corner.
I say, don't we need to move kind of fast, though? Because you guys only have a minute of your greater invisibility. So I think
once we pop those potions, or we can just hold them and ready them.
That I can always write that he's going to chug the spider foot thing first, just to get that out of the way.
Just because, yeah.
But he's also going to tell, like, where he saw people were in these rooms. Because
I'm sure they've stayed in the same place for 8 hours.
Well, I'm talking about the people that were chained to beds.
Yeah, I'm just being a bitch, I'm sorry.
But, because that's the thing that he's worried about, is that they're going to suddenly just try to be like, hostages, you know, like, we're going to start killing people and stuff like that.
Okay, when you mention that, Benson is going to say, okay, when we get up here, I'm going to start fighting. You start getting people out and getting them down the stairs. Me and Grimshaw can take it. If things get bad enough, join the fight. But I think that is your job this time. Get them out.
Yes, because I would be able to. Yes, I will do what I can.
I mean, especially like as invisible, you know? You're potentially sneaking by.
Actually, yeah. That's perfectly fine, just because there's one, two... I'm going to click on a couple of things here, Jake.
Go ahead.
So this room, there was three people in there.
Yeah.
That was where the first saw people chained to beds.
The east room.
Mm-hmm. The east room.
Yeah.
Then you had the south room here. There were people in here, correct?
So pretty much every room except the northwest room had what you believe to be prisoners in it.
Well, I thought the west had that guy getting, like, best
with. Yeah, every room but the northwest room. So the room up here was the only one that did not have prisoners. Everything else had prisoners in it.
Right. Okay. Yes. So,
Benson just is like, all right, Grimshaw, let's get going. That's the plan. Yeah, They're going to fight Kezra and Elkwood, get people out.
Yeah. Can we also say that in the 3 hours we took that Kezra fixed my shield?
Yes, I could do that.
Okay.
Can we also say the 3 hours best to learn how to do a wicked kickflip?
Yeah, dude. Jake's
like, I give
you so much stuff. Don't ever say I didn't give you anything.
So, before we pop these potions, just in case the hallway is empty, you two said your invisibility will last longer. Go out, spring any traps, see if the coast is clear. Then we'll pop ours when necessary.
So, where are we headed? Right to the assailants, Benson?
In
the northwest.
I will head straight north. Do you want to take the east? There's gonna be more shit. I mean, we're gonna have to move. We're gonna have to adapt to this battlefield, but...
Yeah.
I'll run straight up. If you want to go to the side, maybe help Elkwood defend some people. I don't like this at all.
The thing is,
we know they're waiting for us, so we might as well just go up and deal with it, and then we'll make the call.
Benson just runs up, belly flops on a bear trap, and dies.
All right, disembowels him.
That was way stronger than I thought it was. All right, Benson's ready to go.
All right.
He's going to run up north, probably to here, if he can. He probably can't. He's probably going to die.
All right, if they go out there and we hear voices or it's dangers apparent, I'm just going to pop my potion, but I'm going
to
hold.
When you guys go out, when you go out to the main area, by the way, that entire thing, John, hold on. don't go to the room yet.
Hold on, my thing's lagging.
All right. Sorry, John. Whenever players like do this, do like the buffing, it always reminds me of like when you do it in like Dark Souls or Elden Ring.
Yeah.
And you just buff, drink buff, a potion, buff.
Then die for one hit.
Right.
That's how you play the game.
Damn it, Market, fuck you. All right. So, what is going on here? I just separate Kezra and Elkwood because for some reason they were linked.
Stop getting on my way.
Dad, he's
Kezra and
seat.
Elkwood are like dancing in the stairwell right now, trying to get around each other.
Stop blocking me.
You go into the main hallway. So this is the landing that was, quote, devoid of decor. So pretty empty room. You see what appears to be the two Scarlet Triad thugs. You also see what appears to be three humanoid creatures that look blue of skin.
Ooh.
I'm going to show you a picture of these things.
Yep.
Oh. Is that what James Cameron's avatar? fuck, I know what these are.
This is what James Cameron did at first before he was like, maybe I should make something more family appropriate.
Maybe Avatar shouldn't be a zombie PG movie.
Yeah, so these figures are completely blue head to toe, and they are, in fact, not wearing any clothes, but what they are wearing are chains all over them. In fact, you don't even know if they have, like pantaloons on or, like, underwear on. It looks like they just have chains.
That's the one thing I need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, they are covered in chains. That makes it way worse.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
That must be abrasive.
They have piercings all over. Sometimes the chains are going through their own skin.
Ooh.
And they are holding the chains ready for you.
They're holding two chains?
To clarify, Bence and I are invisible.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure that we all understand.
Sure, these things can't see us.
Additionally.
Oh.
There's a man in the back.
Oh,
this man looks like this.
That's our wizard.
He is holding a spell book, long robes, and he has manacles at his side, and it looks like he's just got a pretty sweet little morning star. And he has golden skin.
This is the guy that summoned the devil. He summoned that thing that almost wiped us.
Yeah.
As you begin walking up, you can see his eyes are already glowing, and he played by Tom Hiddleston, by the way.
Oh,
finally, Joyce. You've come to join us. You will see the great power that fiends provide. I do their bidding, and they give me the ultimate source of energy. You will bear witness this day. If I decide to be merciful, you shall become one of them. And as the room sort of quiets down for a second, you can hear people moping and whining in the rooms to the side. But that is only if I deem you worthy. Otherwise, you will be a corpse in the street.
He turned the prisoners into these fucking demons, the blue ones.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, that'd be crazy.
I have a plan, but it's really fucked up.
Well,
and it's really going to depend on how I roll for initiative.
So this guy clearly sees them.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Shocking.
Does it look like the others can see us?
So when they heard you walking up, because these guys aren't stealthy, so they heard something, and so they kind of readied their weapons, and then when he started talking, they kind of got the gist of it.
That it's good though, at least for the first strike that they try to do against us. I mean, they'll be off guard.
Yeah.
So which is nice.
Exactly. So,
Grimshaw, from the shadows, maybe like there's candlelight. And once again, only hearing the sound, only the enemy's glowing eyes able to perceive. He just looks right at him, knowing that he can see him because he's seen Kezar cast, see the unseen before.
Mm-hmm.
I've waited a long time, to find someone who might know something, and you look like you might know something. I'm looking for someone. By the time I'm through with you, you're gonna tell me where you put him, if I have to beat it out of you.
And he charges forward with Benson at his side.
Mailer should have killed you when he had the chance. I would like everybody to roll initiative.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So freaking excited for this fight.
All right, let me go ahead and with our Foundry VTT, so I am going to...
We popped our... I popped my potion when they started.
The entire time he's talking, we're just like, okay, let's drink.
Let me go ahead and...
Yeah, Elk and I just cheers the bottles.
Cheers.
Here we go, Tim.
To our tab.
Kezra, what'd you get?
I got a 28.
Damn. Very good, very good. Grimshaw.
Grimshaw, you know, having Malus's name invoked, you see the Chronoworm swirl around him, and he's going to destabilize his timeline because there's no time to hold back.
Yes! You did it!
You did it.
We need Grimshaw this fight. Like, you can't bring that, that D-game shit you brought last time.
I got a hero point. I destabilized my timeline. I was ready to rock and roll with a 14 on the dice. That means I get the highest bonus possible for this ability, which is a plus 19.
Oh,
and I plus that to my perception, so I got a 33.
Ooh, nice.
Damn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
Sir Benson.
So, Jake.
Yep.
Real quick, I rolled with intimidation, like my build says. And I am trying to intimidate the golden gentleman over there. That was a 40.
Whoa! Ooh. Damn.
That's a natural 20 with my intimidation, which is also a plus 20.
A nat 20!
Nat 20. Okay.
So that was the free intimidate you get when you do battle cry. Is that what that was?
So
nice.
I mean, that's still a 30 on with a 10 on the die for intimidation.
All right, and you are intimidating whom?
Gold boy.
The gold boy. Let me see. He does not seem to be affected.
That's fair.
Yeah, so you got a 40 for your initiative, and then you got a 30 to intimidate. 30, is that right?
I got a fucking 40 for my initiative.
I know, right?
I mean,
what the fuck is this game?
Elkwood, your turn. Or, what'd you get?
33.
33? Oh, Elkwood goes first. I defer to you.
I knew when I rolled a 15, I was like, I'm still going last. I was just like, I know I was going to go last. I was like, I'm happy about this roll, but it does not matter.
No.
You might go before everyone else, like the thugs, maybe.
The blue guys will go after you. So you'll go before the blue man group.
Okay.
Alright, so starting off the encounter, Sir Benson Black.
Okay. Here's what I'm saying. I can get behind the gold guy.
That's true.
And nobody can flank me.
That's
my gosh.
I mean, he'll run away from you, but it would probably surprise the shit out of him.
Where is he gonna run? He gonna teleport out? I got a wall of muscle coming behind me.
Well, he'd probably just run down the hallway, and then his friends will flank with him.
They can't flank me.
He'll run away.
But yes, still, but if he runs away, he can't flank me.
I mean, he can also just run into the crowd of his friends. Like, he can just go down. I think awesome first hit. But yeah, you'd be flanking. You would flank with us for the whole fight, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, he's... yeah. I would say, as long as you stay in that choke point, if you stay in that choke point, you're fine.
Yeah.
Here's the other concern, though. I get in that choke point, and then three other blue guys come out of those doors behind me.
We only saw the three when we were looking through the window, so yeah, I think we're good.
I think those are it.
These are the fighters up here that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if two blue men came to his side, you would get cover from the walls, because they're trying to fight around a corner.
You know what? Benson, it's your turn. You're first.
Do it.
And we gotta start this fight, so make a decision.
What does Benson want to do?
Do it.
Benson, do what you want, and we will We will find a way.
Benson, seeing all this horrible shit in front of him, understanding who he is, will scream to the gods above as he flips in the air, turns into mist, and appears directly behind this gold man.
All right.
And he will attack.
All right.
If you, like, listeners, this is very fucking stupid, but it's really cool.
That's true.
Benson has just teleported to the other side of the combatants, 45 feet away from us.
Yep. Uh-huh.
So he's effectively 1v6 right now.
I believe in all of you. Okay. Plus, that is a 32.
I love it. This is really testing this is really testing what our party is truly capable of, and I'm all for it.
Yeah. True.
By the way, I have stone skin or mountains, that's whatever. Mountain
resilience, yeah.
I've got a second fucking health bar.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
So 32 to hit, Jake.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. You wanna fuck with the holy members of the lords?
The gods and goddesses.
Damage roll. Why? Oh, Foundry is being so slow for me right now. I'm sorry. 18 points of damage.
Alright,
there you go. Great opening hit.
And that's my turn.
Oh,
that's
my your turn. Gosh.
Okay. Elkwood.
Okay. So Elkwood is going to...
Oh, Benson, sorry. Please make me... As you strike this guy and you look at the three blue guys who have all just turned towards you, they all have the faces of people that you have fought in combat with, comrades. Oh. All of them you know were dead. Please make me...
What?
Three individual will saves.
Oh, no. That's why this was a bad move.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Okay, that first one's...
Our Achilles heel.
Shoot.
First one is actually pretty good. Plus 17 for 28.
Okay, it's a success.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That was a 5. So that's going to be a fail.
Probably just frightened.
Wait, so what was the total?
Total is 22.
Okay, success, actually, so you're fine.
Whoa. Oh,
okay.
Okay,
And then
I feel way better about this now. Okay, that was a 14 on the die, so that's going to be a success.
Okay, success. Okay.
Actually, if it's that low of a save, then I'm worried it's actually something really bad.
I know, right?
Yeah, me too. I'm scared, okay?
Okay. So, in which case, Elkwood, your turn. Sorry.
Okay. So, Elkwood is going to take a... Elvish step past Grimshaw.
Here's a legitimate question.
Okay.
Do we hold all of our turns, let the Stugs and the Bag Bad go, and have Kezzer get one nice juicy fireball off?
He can already get a fireball off.
You can, but if you're looking at Kezzer, well, actually, no, you're not, because I'm invisible. Never mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Kezzer goes past... Kezra goes after the thugs, they're going to move anyway. So,
yeah,
what I'm going to do...
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So, he's going to take a step out. First action was doing that. Second action, he's going to target Hunt Prey on this guy, and he's going to quick draw and throw a... what is these things called?
The Bottle of Lightning?
Greater Bottle of Lightning.
Okay.
Good guy. Downstairs.
Oh, the splash damage.
So,
yes!
Yep, that's why it's going to be good splash damage.
Oh.
So the thing is, I would just have to do my basic attack plus 2. He says you gain a plus 2 item bonus to attack rolls.
Yep. Yeah, it should be the same roll as your bow, basically. It'll be 2 less than your bow. It'll be your bow.
Because
it's a plus 2. Just do your bow and then just do whatever the damage says for the item.
Alright, so... Cool. That's good. That's a 33 to hit.
That's a hit, my friend.
Yes. Okay, and that's going to be 3d6. Let me here. 3d6. I have something on here. low damage, 10 points of electricity damage to the thug, okay. And then 3 points to the chain guy, everyone around him.
Yeah, so everyone within 5 feet gets 3 damage?
Yes.
That's amazing. That's so good.
That guy's off guard the rest until your next turn, right?
Yep.
One hit, target is flat-footed until the end of my next turn.
Yes. All right. End of your next turn. So, sick.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
And that's
that
all
shit
I
made
got.
Me hard.
Good.
Good. okay. Next is going to be Grimshaw.
Oh boy! Oh boy!
Charge!
Do your thing, y'all. I'm going. I'm getting in there.
Do it.
I'm getting in there. Let's see. It's like I kind of 35. And this is just a space there. 40, 45.
I don't know about that, dude. That's a risky move.
Just let him take his turn.
Just let him do it.
We're over-strategizing.
I'm sorry.
Let him make his decisions.
I think I am going to spend the 2 actions to activate my robe. And flames canonically erupt from my underpants.
I like to think there's like on the side of your armor there's just a NOS button. Hit the NOS!
And with my... So that was not a hostile action, so I'm still invisible. And then I'm gonna actually break out. Grimshaw is gonna dig deep into his heritage, and if you could see him, you see that his purplish or his pale eyes gloss over with the deepest, inkiest darkness itself. As I draw on my connection to the shadow plane, and I gain greater dark vision for a minute. If there's any trickery or anything like that, no darkness, greater dark vision. So even if he casts darkness, I can see right through it.
Gotcha.
And that is my turn.
Okay. I need Elkwood and Grimshaw to both make the will saves. Only make one of them, however.
Okay.
As the two of you see somebody that you know is dead, but you see their face on top of these creatures.
Mm.
Gene Goblin.
Wait,
no, dead. I'm still here.
Oh, thank God! Don't get in this fight.
Yeah. So, Grimshaw sees the face of Athena, the one who just perished recently. But he holds it together with a 30.
Okay.
He's like, no. Oh, I laid you to rest. This is not real.
You see her weeping at you, and she it looks like she's crying out in pain.
Oh.
That's fucking hard, man.
Yeah, and he sees his father, this waterlogged form of him, and then he shakes it off though with 35.
Mm.
That was a 19 on the die.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, ooh, good stuff.
Your father almost has in his waterlogged corpse form like a sadistic smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unnerving.
Too bad he is dead.
He is dead. It is the Scarlet Triad's turn. They are going to hold.
I don't like that. No.
Well, I mean, Kezra now can.
It comes to this man's turn.
There he is.
This man... damn it. He had mirror image on, and I did not make you roll, John. I'm sorry.
Hey. We can roll. I mean...
Go ahead and roll. It's mirror image. The whole turn hasn't passed. We'll see.
How does mirror image work in this game again?
So if you... roll a 1d4 and then try to get low.
Okay.
So 1d4 and try to get a 1.
Hold on, let me get my d4. I don't often roll one of those.
D4? What am I, a rogue?
What am I, a bitch? I rolled a 1.
There we go. All
right. Nice.
Nothing changed. Doesn't he lose an image because he got hit too? Or no?
No, because you hit him directly, none of the images go away.
Okay, I think that's when you crit in this version, that you hit him and yes, you destroy
images. Luckily, however, I love the idea of if you miss, but not critically miss, you take out one of the images.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. So
that is I like that, yeah.
That is a much difference than the first edition where you could be like, I have 7 images.
Yeah.
It scales.
This creature is going to, or this guy, he's going to do something where he is going to...
I think this might be a creature, guys.
Yeah. I mean, he acts like a creature. How evil he is. He's going to start to rise up into the air, only a few inches, and he's going to say, all of you shall fear the power that I hold. I need everybody to make a will save.
Can Benson just admit he's afraid and not take anything?
Yes, I am.
Let's go.
I can't see him yet.
I think it's an area of effect. Is it?
Or is it auditory?
It says
need line of effect. Does it say creatures that can hear, or does it say creatures within a range?
It just says okay. So regular fear just says you plant fear in a target. Oh, but that's not the heightened version.
If it's a target means you have to see them.
Okay, so he does not see Kezra then.
It's also everyone there, Kezra. If it's fear.
Oh, okay. All right. So then I guess it just mentioned that.
All right.
And what is the save?
It's will save.
All right. Not bad, but we'll see.
Did any of you guys hear what he said? It was a little far away.
sounded threatening.
And Benson's in the back.
Ask again.
Benson's screaming. But I happened to roll a 13 for 30.
That is a fail.
Yeah.
You are frightened too.
That's dumb. I'd like to say that's dumb.
I'd like to say champions don't have bravery, do they?
No, that's a fighter thing.
Fighter thing only.
Dang. That's because fighters are the real badasses.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Until you got your armor expertise, you wished you were a fighter.
I wish I was a fighter now. Fuck off. I played literally 3 episodes as Lionel. I'm like, fuck, this is just better.
Alright, and then he is gonna cast another spell. I guess you would see the shield that he just casted.
I was about to say, cast another spell? He's only got 3 actions.
Yeah, and I cast shield every combat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's Kessler's move.
That's my spell. Kessler, it's your turn to cast shield.
Kessler will not cast shield. Kessler will step into the hallway. And he will invisibly hold the Staff of Fire aloft and launch a fireball.
Half court shot, let's go.
I'm going to launch it right here so it does not hit Benson.
Hey, that's good of you, buddy.
So I'm putting it in the hallway perpendicular to Benson to the right, but okay. he's just blocked by the wall, so the fire will just like zoom by his face.
All right, if you put a template there, will that when will it actually show that he's not affected by it?
I don't know if the templates are that smart.
I know.
Which one do I click? That's this thing.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not that thing. Okay, circle template. Sorry.
No, all good. Like I said, I just want to be sure of this because
it doesn't hit him, right?
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. It is smart enough. Holy crap!
Oh my gosh!
Foundry guys, can we talk about how good Foundry is?
Yeah, Foundry's awesome. So I put a circle template on the spot. and it only lit up areas that could be part of the effect. And Benson is in a hallway, and he is grayed off.
That is incredible.
That is incredible. Sweet. Okay, cool. All right. So roll some reflex saves.
Benson, you're
gonna just get a couple.
You're just gonna get, you're gonna get a little singed.
Yeah. All right. So.
Right, I need you to trim my eyebrows anyway.
You just need to stick your face in a little bit. The main guy gets a 27.
Fail.
Fail. First blue main group, he gets a. Let's see. Natural one. Awesome.
Critical fail.
Yes.
Scarlet Triad Thug, number one, he gets 15. Imagine that's
okay.
critical fail.
We haven't finished shit. Yet.
Oh my god.
We haven't finished yet. This might be the most damaging spell Kelly's ever cast.
The other Scarlet Triad member got a natural 20, so nothing on that one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Number two, blue guy got an 18 total.
Critical fail.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Big dick damage.
Alright. Last one got a 31.
A regular success.
Okay.
Forget what I said earlier. This is making me hard.
So, my gosh. Regular damage is 17, so the double damage is 34.
Oh.
Okay.
And then the half damage is 8.
Oh my gosh.
So, 34. 34. Zero.
Wow.
Fucking absurd.
How much total damage is that?
I don't know.
I can do
3,000 maybe?
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, 34.
Kendrick just slapped his big dick on the table.
102. Oh, no, minus 8. Minus 8.
110.
I'm getting 94.
194.
No, I'm getting 94 because it's 17, 34, 34, 34,
okay,
and then 8.
Okay.
No, maybe it is a little more than I thought.
Anyway, it's a shitload of damage.
It's a lot. It's over 100 damage.
Yeah, so Benson, you're sitting there screaming, and all of a sudden you just see out of nowhere, because we're all invisible, just a ball of fire just fly across the room and explode in the hallway next to you, and then all of them are just coated gouts of flame.
Time for Benson to do some work.
All right, Kezra, please make me 3 will saves.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
The look on Kelly's face, he was, like, very, very confident, and then just he lost it.
3 will saves? No.
Natural 1. I see Adelar.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
On all of their faces.
Okay, so this unnerving gaze, so you look and where the other one sort of shook it off, you look, and after this fireball clears and the smoke clears, you just see Adelar, and he's just mad at you.
He's angry
at you.
Kezra is
just snarling,
just like, shook, like he was like super hyped. You see this huge explosion, and out of the smoke, just like the hope drains from him.
You're frightened 3.
Holy shit.
Ouch.
My gosh.
That's fucking bad.
That affects saves.
Wow. It affects DCs, which is worse.
Yep.
Okay. Is that the... And that's the end of your turn there?
And, step and throw, yep.
Okay. And so he... I don't think it can increase because it says obviously a regular fail is frightened 2. You critically fail, which gives you frightened 3. So I don't think it can increase it. So I don't think you need to worry about the other ones. But we'll see when the end of the turn comes around again. All right. So
I'm glad they can't see me pissing my pants.
So the one creature. Nobody rolled knowledge check. The one creature that is closest to the east. He is going to try and attack you, Benson.
Yep.
So what he's going to do is he is going to try and he's going to look directly at you, and you can see his eyes glow a little bit. I need you to make a will save.
Oh, God. 27.
All right, so you succeed. In which case, he is just going to don't think he has. All right, nothing there. All right. Sorry, this thing has a lot of stuff. So he's going to strike at you twice with his chain. So he takes a chain out of his stomach. And blood squirts onto the wall and floor. And he's just like, nah, yes. And he's going to strike out at you.
I imagine the end of the chain is connected to his wallet.
Wait, no, that's mine. and then he's going to 36 to hit you.
That'll hit.
How else is he going to pay the barista?
All right, so you take... so that is going to be 16... 16 damage.
All right. Well, not that, because my stone skin stuff.
1d6 bleed.
Mm. Oh, fuck you.
Oh, man.
Five bleed.
Okay.
Damn.
And then he is going to
swing again, right?
Yeah, just swing again. He doesn't really have anything else that I can do right now. 31.
Miss.
That is a miss. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. That's that.
Quick question, get any AC bonus from where I'm standing? Didn't somebody say that I would get a bonus?
You should.
Because the guy's in the way.
So, well, the first attack was a 36.
Yeah.
My AC is 33.
You would get a plus one for, like, self-cover.
Not enough.
Just checking.
That's why I didn't even didn't ask. I knew any even with a cover bonus wouldn't help. All right. Second creature's turn. So this is the one that is on the far left, so the most westerly. He is going to take a step up. And which of you can he see down here? Because which of you are invisible?
We're all invisible.
I think
all invisible.
Oh, you're all invisible. Okay. Then
Elk and I were invisible for the whole fight, and Grimshaw is invisible to the attacks.
Okay, then he'll just ready an action then. But here's something interesting. It seems as though they are feeling a little bit better when their turn comes around.
Oh, you bastards.
Regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one goes now. He is going to take a 5-foot step to the north, and he's going to attack Benson as well. Benson, I need you to make a will save.
Didn't realize I was muted. 29.
29. That's a success. So then he'll just attack you with a chain. Animus. Okay. Benson, it is your turn now. Top of round two.
Swing.
Benson's just swinging.
I mean...
Okay, I've been doing pretty well tonight.
33.
Roll a die, right?
Go and roll the die first. Yes,
1d4.
Gotta hit my d4 again, guys. God.
Yep, so now it's a 1d3. Still a 1d4, yep. Yeah, so you still want to go for a 1, though.
Still going for the 1. Killing time, trying to grab the fucking dice. I rolled another 1.
Alright. Which case he will... I think he'll use... I think he'll use his shield here. In order to get the hardness off. So
should I roll damage or?
Yeah, he's still gonna roll damage. It's just that he's gonna be using this.
17 points of damage.
Okay.
And his shield breaks. So.
It does break, but he doesn't seem to take much at all since he raised his shield.
Yeah.
But he can't raise it again now.
He cannot raise it again.
And that was only my first attack. I don't need to waste actions on raising shields, bitch. And that was an 18. Jesus Christ. I'm never using another die. What the fuck? Okay, Tim, 18 plus 14.
32.
It's a hit, my friend.
So roll another die, baby.
Roll another one.
Jesus. 13.
Whoa.
No, roll the D4.
Oh, D4. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, all good. I will have...
3.
13. 3.
All right, so destroyed an image.
It's a miss, but one of them is destroyed. Okay. So.
And last action is probably going to be a fucking natural 20.
Hey, just so you know, if you fail to hit, but don't critically fail, it still breaks an image. So this extra attack is actually totally worth it.
That was another 14. Okay. So...
23? That's a miss.
But destroys an image.
But destroys an image.
So there's only... one image left.
14, 18, 14. Yeah. What the fuck?
Beautiful. That's amazing.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Right. Next is Elkwood.
Okay. So Elkwood, he wasn't too impressed with the damage. Oh, I guess I should add a D8 to that as well from last turn. Because I forgot Hunprey.
Oh, is it the main guy?
Yeah.
Or the first Scarlet Triad Thug?
Yeah. Okay. So... I can do that now, I guess.
Sure.
Yeah, so just on off. One extra point damage. Yay!
One!
Oh my god. And he dies.
And he dies.
Alright, so he is going to quick draw out another greater lightning blast.
Love it.
Alright.
Hey, we're using consumables here.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
32 to hit.
32, that's a hit, gonna be hit, my friend.
Alright, so that is gonna be 3d6.
Alright.
15 plus a d8, so 20 points of lightning damage.
Whoa.
He's flat-footed.
He is flat-footed.
And, you know...
Oh, the three to everybody else?
Yep, who can actually get hit. And
yeah.
Let's see here. Let's see, I got... That was the first action... Second action. Do I just use all the lightning
blasts? Do it again.
Do I just use them all?
Yeah.
Mark, you played The Witcher, so you ever go to the Manticore tree?
Mm-hmm.
The Manticore school is all about bombs.
Yeah. So it's just like
if you go fight like a Drake or something like that, you just throw bombs.
Well, here's the fun thing too, is because since I'm invisible and stuff like this, and this guy is already flat-footed,
yeah.
Hunprey doesn't factor into my second attack, so he's just going to chuck it at this guy now, and maybe try to get him flat-footed.
Sure.
So, I mean, why not? Plus 16 to hit, and that is a 30 exactly.
30 exactly. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Beautiful. So we're going to do just 3d6.
Okay.
14 points of lightning damage, so this time it's going to do...
So still the 3 splash to the other guys.
And now both of the thugs are flat.
It's almost like we were meant to get these items before this fight.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I'm afraid of throwing again because it's such a low to hit.
Yeah.
But he is going to actually give Warden's Boon to... Will I give it to Grimshaw?
Don't give it to me.
Oh, okay.
you know how this ends.
That was some brutal honesty there for Tim.
give it to Benson. You know who to give it.
Well,
oh, but he can't hit the... Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and Kazuro's probably going to do like an AoE or something.
Right,
So he's actually going to... roll a check on these blue guys?
Okay. Go ahead and roll. It'll be a religion.
Never mind.
Or if you have any kind of applicable lore.
Occult.
So what kind of lore is you working with over there on that sheet?
Underworld?
Unfortunately not. What was the other one?
Occultism?
No.
Society?
I was going to say you should just break the window and call Vamir in here.
Yeah, Vamir squeezed through this freaking...
That's not a bad fucking idea.
Except the fact that he's going to have to squeeze through with this tiny little window.
Yeah, there's some tight hallways in here.
He's got
so.
Better to do.
Yeah. He is gorging himself on, I don't know...
Man flesh.
Horses? Who cares? I don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to think of something else, because I don't have any applicable lores here, so...
Just throw your star knife.
Yeah, he'll quick draw and throw the star knife at the hunted prey guy. So, okay. Why not?
Alright, so the first guy.
Yeah. Let's see here. Ooh, plus 12, dude. That's 24. So.
Yeah, it's a miss, unfortunately.
Yeah, even though he's flat-footed, all that stuff.
Okay. Let me get back. So, that, you said 24?
Yeah.
Unfortunately not.
Yeah, I figured. Yep.
Okay.
But what if it was a 25? Again.
I need Benson and Elkwood to make me will saves again. Benson, you need to make 3. Elkwood, you just need to make 1.
29.
Success, you're fine.
Yeah, that was 16, 13, 11.
Okay.
On the die?
Yeah.
Okay. I would hope so.
Yeah.
Plus 17 to that.
Okay, yep. Gotcha.
Lowest is 28. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you guys are fine. Benson, you're frightened too anyway.
Well, his frightened value went down by 1, right?
But down by 1, yeah. That's fine. Okay, Grimshaw.
Grimshaw. I think this is the right move. Grimshaw will actually reach out a re... does he know where Kezra is? That's the question. I kind
of... Yeah, I'm saying the fireball appeared in the space in front of
okay.
you.
Okay. So Grimshaw...
You heard me cast the spell.
Yeah. Grimshaw reaches out a comforting hand and casts Lay on Hands and spends an extra action to apply Milani's Mercy. And I get to make a counteract check against your fear effect.
Oh, fuck yes.
Oh, nice.
I was like, there's no way he can do that.
All right, let me find out where my spell attack bonus is. Okay, come on.
Oh, my God.
Kessler's I'm going to use my hero point.
Oh, my God.
Kessler,
you can hear Kessler, like, whispering,
okay, so he raises out a hand. I get a 31. Does it beat
so this the DC? Is a counteract check against
the DC of the fear effect.
The DC of the effect.
Oh, right. So what was your total?
31.
31 as a success.
Okay, so he puts a hand on your shoulder, and he says, Kezra, take heart. He is gone, but you are his vengeance. And your fear is gone.
Holy oh, that's awesome. Crap.
That's actually sick as fuck.
That's holy crap. That's amazing.
That was really good, Tim. That was really that's good.
And then with my last action, the Corona Worm shoots out from Grimshaw's hand.
Yes.
So it's invisible, it turns visible, and begins swirling around Benson. And Grimshaw calls out, call upon the worm, and he will serve you.
Serve the worm.
He's gonna serve the worm.
That's his turn. Babe, would you still love me if I was a worm?
Would you still love me if I served the worm?
Yes, but...
So I've guided the timeline. So that means the next attack that you do, you roll twice and take the better of two results.
Okay. Awesome. All
fortune,
right,
fortune baby.
And no hostile actions. So I'm still invisible.
You're still invisible. Alright.
It's okay, even though they can all see you.
I do need Grimshaw to make a will save against one of them.
35.
35. It's a success. Also, take an arrow point, because that was fucking dope.
That was pretty fucking good, Tim.
That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Alright. The Scarlet Triad
thuds.
It's very, very late. They are going to continue holding.
Oh my gosh.
I don't like this.
Well, they obey orders. So
their leader, however, looks at you, Benson, and says,
fine.
You and your puny friends asked for this. And he reaches out towards you. I need you to make me a very important will save.
Do you have a hero point, right?
I have several. But okay. I can only use one for a roll, so.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Which I'm going to use one for.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
Oh, no.
Three.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. 30.
30?
Oh, yeah.
That's a fail.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Here's what happens. Benson, you disappear for a second.
Huh?
Benson, you appear outside.
Oh, my God.
And begin plummeting to the ground.
What?
What the fuck?
I'll see you guys next
time. Oh my god.
No. No.
Oh my god.
No. What?
Well,
shit. Jeff is alive.
How are we gonna know?
Hello there. This is Mark from the Dragon Punch Squad, here to let you in on a deal going on for all you loyal listeners out there. Greenleaf Geek is an excellent crafter within your favorite polyhedral shapes, and if you use the code DRAGONPUNCHSQUAD, you get 10% off your next order of dice. A variety to choose from, with crisp edges and some fun ones like their perihedral shapes with that have little cats in the middle, or the Barbenheimer set. Again, use Dragon Punch Squad during checkout for 10% off. See you next time.